Blog Talk Radio.
You're tuned in to the hottest DJ coalition in the game.
You are tuned in, yeah. You are tuned in.
You're listening to First Fam Radio.
First Fam. It's going down, man. I'm in here with my comrade. It's your boy Elwood Chill Jizzy. Cypher Dowell. Sickest little light skinned cat on the turntables. Here we go.
First Fam Radio.
1-2-1-2. Okay. It's DJ Chili, the Bodega Series. It's getting real serious. Y'all know what it is. First Fam Radio. Okay, let's go.
First Fam Radio.
Yeah. You know how we do now. Gotta get this money, The main goal. Let's get it. Young Seth, money line. Man, I stay on my grind. Young Seth, baby, keep that money on my mind. $80 counts when it comes to this grind. If it ain't nothing else, bitch, it's money on my mind. Tell me, baby, is you rolling cause you fine? Need you in my ride, tryna get up in them thighs. Smoking on the dust, got a nigga very high. If it ain't nothing else, bitch, it's money on my mind. Grind with that white girl, yeah, and my black bitch. She don't like dick, but that bitch like clit. Grind paranoid in the whip or piss. Why I'm paranoid? Cause the whip got zip. I'm tryna get it, need money out the ass, man. Young Cell, quick to dump, like a trash man. Bang. Hit him with that super pump, like a gas man. Bang. Won't know what happened, get right back to trapping. See you niggas real sweet, I'm a bad taste. Bad that girl and drop her off, that's a bad day. Yep. 100 bad days, that's good days. Had a nigga in the day, that's good hey. And I learn how to get it, many different ways. Get paid, stack chips, many different lays. In school I had A's, now I got O's. Knew I'd be that nigga, since it's not known. Man, I stay on my grind. Young self, baby, keep that money on my mind. $80 counts when it comes to this grind. If it ain't nothing else, bitch, it's money on my mind. Tell me, baby, is you rolling cause you fine? Need you in my ride, tryna get up in them thighs. Smoking on the dust, got a nigga very high. If it ain't nothing else, bitch, it's money on my mind. Grind. No gymnastics, but I'm making flips. Nope. And I'm making hits. Young Cell, bitch. You talking out your ass, nigga, so I call it shit. Puffing on that good grass, so I call it piss. Said she like the wrist, said she like the chuck. White gold shit. Plus it got the cut, need that money up, flip it with the ease, talking O's and P's, little nigga please, young hell, hot like 400 degrees, don't fuck with them G's, catch permanent disease, all my brothers straight G's, I ain't first of the bunch, talk shit, you the first to get punched, it's the 10th, but it's feeling like the first of the month. Tell my bitch, get your shoes and the purse if you want.
All you want
at the table, counting money, trying to stay on the grind. If it ain't nothing else, it's money on my mind. Cause I stay on my grind. Young Cell, baby, keep that money on my mind. $80 counts when it comes to this grind. If it ain't nothing else, bitch, it's money on my mind. Tell me, baby, is you rolling cause you fine? Need you in my ride, trying to get up in the thighs. Smoking on the dust, got a nigga very high. If it ain't nothing else, bitch, it's money on my mind. Grind.
First Fam Radio.
Hiya. Hiya.
This is First Fam Radio. Radio.
I'm the flyest thing walking and the highest thing talking. Thugs are still rolling and my light is still sparking. Birds start honking when I'm by the curb parking. Cause my kicks stay clean and my jewels stay sparkling. Hop out coughing, cup look darkened. Man, I'm flossing. Fuck what it's costing. Yeah, I'm bossing. Higher, important. I'm eating and I'm still hungry, starving. You do say I'm sick, but y'all barfing. Either get laid out or get the walking. Only thing you'll get from me is a coffin. I kill all you kids early. Abortion. Split no pie, I want the whole portion. Beamer, Benz, or Bentley. Throw the portion. I'm trying to get higher than the Martian. Stay stuck off the sour. Soaring. Won't come down for hours. Morning, and you'll be down in an hour. And morning is what your fam will do. Cause you'll be gone in less than 60 seconds. Warning.
One, two, one, two. Okay, it's DJ Chili, the Bodega Series. It's getting real serious. Y'all know what it is. First Fan Radio. Okay, let's go.
Out the game, first being TDS, no pain, no gain. I'm a situation. Some people get stuck, getting paid. Hundreds in the layer, top ball, nigga. Get a little bit of power, flex my muscles. Dad all, nigga. I can switch your ass off, nigga. Literally fucking with a hood star, nigga. I'ma get this good, what's good, my nigga? Blow up, hold up, wait a minute, let me get back in it. Where I was at, oh yeah, that's right. Motherfucker, listen, I'ma change your way. See you bitch, nigga, say, see it in your face. See it in your words, that's why I'm blown, nigga. Smell that boy, make you wanna run home, tell that boy. Bitch, slow, nigga. Call the whip of a body, drop it. Yeah. I got a brick in my pocket, throw big shotties. Take big money, broke's not an option. You heard me, motherfucker, broke's not an option. I'm from a place where hope is not an option. Hope you got the vision, I gotta move the picture.
You did.
Yeah, that's how nigga living. Yeah. And I'm going in, little nigga.
Damn.
Get this money, this money. Get this money, this money. Get this money, let's go get this money.
Back up in here, first fam. It's going down, man. I'm in here with my comrades. It's your boy Elwood, Chill Jizzy, Cypher Dower, the sickest little light skinned cat on the turntables. Here you go.
First Fam Radio.
Greetings. A whole new level of hip hop. This is where you'll get the hottest joints faster than anywhere else.
What if it's for
the thoughts and the loved ones I lose weekly. And modern day Nefertiti, who don't let us fart too easy. This is not for the clones, not intended for drones. This should be played stone by children from broken homes and niggas that move alone, with exception of protection from their weapons, who were destined to end up dead or arrested. And all the mothers I know that did it all on their own and left the hood for good, but hopes of moving along. You're like my favorite car, I never steer you wrong. I'm from the Garden State, I treat it like my lawn. Pardon me if I'm wrong for touching you without my hands, but that was part of the plan, and you can read it in my phone. That means I knew this all along. No need to be concerned, I'll always have your back. Just be sure the favors return. Whenever we speak, I'll be sure the wisdom is deep enough for my soul to be heard. But she just want a nigga with a way with his words.
She want a nigga with a way with his words. She want a nigga with a way with his words. She want a nigga with a way with his words. She want a nigga with a way with his words. She want a nigga with a way with his words. She want a nigga with a way with his words. She want a nigga with a way with his words. She want a nigga with a way with his words.
Okay, it's DJ Chili, Double Digger Series. It's getting real serious, y'all know what it is. First Fan Radio, okay, let's go.
I like them brown skin, dark skin, type thick, type thin, pretty smile, pretty grin, never touch the titties in, light skin, cause I'm dark, let me rip my legs apart, leaving red hickey marks while we at the quickie mark, small hands, small feet, eat sport, eat meat, don't cheat, do cheat. Stay deep, wet sheets, rap hold, black feet, done tone, hold feet, play four, no keeps, no drawers. Big legs, fat ass, broke days, full of cash, smoke cage, smoke hash, don't smoke, but life's the lab. Very smart, very brave, plays a part, don't behave, keeps your voice, keeps your shade, saying that we still a slave. Pedicure, manicure, like the cook's Spanish food, she can have an attitude, but still have a place for you. Likes to shop, likes to chill, likes to rock, likes to ill, white sock, popping pills, niggas trying to hit my tail. If you want it, you could give me a call.
I like them all.
If you got me, you could chill in the mall.
I like them all.
I bet you feel like it's spring in the fall.
I like them all.
If I could, I'd be with all of y'all.
I like them all.
If you want it, you could give me a call.
I like them all.
If you got me, you could chill in the mall.
I like them all.
I make you feel like it's spring in the fall.
I like them all.
If I could, I'd be with all of y'all.
The mom plays the dad, attitude never sad, Gemini, summer says, Virgo, no, I never had, Scorpio, crazy mad, Libra, oh, play me bad, Capricorn, Taurus, and Pisces, rule Leo's grab, Cancer's love, Aries, sub, Aquarius, all the above, all like to get rubbed, in the outside of the tub, keep a phone unplugged, and fuck you with a mean mug, some pack of mean stuff, some never seen blood, sexy beard, nice shoes, sexy red, nice boots, hair did, pretty eyes, shiny lips, soft eyes, likes to jog, likes to run, has a daughter, has a son, has both, have none, either way that ass is one, talk shit, swallow spit, like to kiss, like to lick, like miss me to fix, you say I got the best dick, some young, some grown, live with mom on their own, all the time on the phone, call me if you wanna
know, if you wanna you could give me a call,
I like them all,
if you got me could chill in the mall,
I like them all,
I make you feel like it's spring in the fall,
I like them all.
If I could, I'd be with all of y'all.
I like
if you want it, you can give me a call.
I like
if you not, we can chill in the mall.
I'll
make you feel like it's spring in the fall.
I like
if I could, I'd be with all of y'all.
A whole new level of hip hop.
Street hits.
This is where you'll get the hottest joints faster than anywhere else.
Ripping the ones and twos.
Hey, hey, what's happening? This your boy Saudi LO, live from Bank Kid. Shouts out to First Hand Radio and DJ K Swift. Let's get it.
Yeah, we back. First Fam Radio. It's your boy Chill Gizzy, man. Chill Jizzle. And we live, man. We got a special show tonight, man. We got Hannah Spivey, the author of a novel, the
what is called the Ebony the Beloved. You know what I mean? She's going to be on the show with us tonight, chop it up about her book, and also some of her upcoming projects. But before we do that, you know what I mean, we're going to go ahead and play one more track. And this joint right here comes from an artist out of the city of Trenton, New Jersey. This track right here is also, you know, brand new, on a come up tip. Let's get into it. This right here is called Tony Mac. It's by an artist by the name of Agony.
Trenton Mayor Tony Mack has been released from federal custody on a $150,000 bond after he was arrested this morning and charged
with corruption.
His brother Raphael and their associate Joseph Giuliani also turned themselves in.
Agony, Mayor Mack, his brother Giuliani, with conspiring to solicit and accept more than $100,000 in bribes.
I'm on the biggest grind. I need some biggest stats. Look at me, what you see, bitch? I'm the mayor of the city, bitch. I had a bad double back, bitch. I'm on the biggest grind. I need some biggest stats. Look at me, what you see, bitch? I'm the mayor of the city, bitch. I had a bad double back, bitch. I'm on a bigger grind, I need some bigger stats. Look at me, what you see, bitch? I'm the mayor of the city, bitch. I got a baby nine, that's a preferable. If it don't kill you, live your life like a vegetable. I got a couple moves that's acceptable. $1 million gift list, it's a Christmas money festival. Nah, I am not like the rest of you. A mean flow that'll slide through your soul and take your breath from you. Put a little bread on your head. The cannons that be blaming is damage you leave extra juice. What comes with the peace, ice and extra juice. And the murk in his body is standing next to me. I'm on the biggest grind, I need some bigger stats. Look at me, what you see, bitch? I'm the mayor of the city, bitch. I had a bad double back, bitch. I'm on the biggest grind, I need some bigger stats. Look at me, what you see, bitch? I'm the mayor of the city, bitch.
This is the answer
for the city, bitch. I'm from Jersey, so it's a fucking hit. I've been here long enough. Give me the strip. Just give me the whip, the cash, and the brick. I'm greedy, always feel needy. My boy home street gotta come up. Everything greasy. I'm putting Jersey on the hip like a new contact in the jack for a blitz. I ain't signing contracts for shit. Let's say things stick, it gotta be more than six. Nowadays, you gotta be more than six. I am next, that is death, make $1 million split. I'm on the biggest grind, I need some bigger stats. Look at me, what you see, bitch? I'm the mayor of the city, bitch. I had a bad double back, bitch. I'm on the biggest grind, I need some bigger stats. Look at me, what you see, bitch? I'm the mayor of the city, bitch. I had a bad double back, bitch. Had to sit, don't go with the hook. But right now I'm in the town, and I need a good look. Couple views, couple songs, couple good jokes. Couple rights, couple wrongs, nigga, read the good book. I'm feeling like Tony Mack, like a cook. Just for a million? Nah, I ain't getting locked for that. Close to a billion? Yeah, I could do time for that. Washing up all the money, you could call me Laundromat. Keep me your army gas. And bullets, compatible match, and we'll pull it, nigga, goon shit. Moonwalk off a cliff, blown climax. Driving on some combat shit off the kayak. Who the fuck you thought it was? You can't come at it. I'm on the
bitch. You're tuned in to the hottest DJ coalition in the game.
You are tuned in, yeah. You are tuned in.
You're listening to First Fam Radio. Fam Radio.
Yo, Yeah, we back. First Fan Radio. Y'all know who it is. It's Chill, Gizzy. We live. I'm going to bring her out. Y'all been waiting for. Let's do this thing. Mrs. Spivey, are you with us?
Yes, I'm here. I'm here.
Oh, okay, okay. Welcome to the show. Welcome to First Fan Radio.
Thank you. Thanks for having me on.
Okay, now, just to start it off, talk about your novel, Ebony the Beloved. Let's talk about it. How did it all start, like, before you even decided to start writing it?
I penned Ebony the Beloved about 3 years ago. I was in college, and I was just tired of going to school. I wanted to embark on a new journey. I was majoring in criminal justice at the time, and I just found myself growing weary of school. And I would say when I lost my job, it was like some good and bad happened. I lost my job, which was bad, but the good thing that came out of it was Ebony the Beloved.
Yeah.
And I said, I want to be an author. You know, the
okay.
day that I lost, I got fired. I said, 'cause during that time when I was going to work and going to school, I wasn't satisfied. I felt something missing. So just by losing my job, I realized I wanted to be an author.
Okay.
And
so
I'm
sorry. So you found an inner talent that you didn't know was there, like a hidden talent.
Right.
Okay.
Right. Because, you know, I was trying to discover what I really wanted to do. And I wanted to be an attorney at the time, and then I wanted to become a forensic technician.
Okay.
But it was no longer my passion. And I said, I want to pursue a career in writing. And I did just that. I mean, Ebony the Beloved, I said, I'm going to write something. I started doing research on being an author. And I just began writing this book. And I was like, I'm going to write a book that is so captivating that it's going to touch every reader. It's going to touch all of the reader's emotions. And I wanted to be the kind of book that is just like no other. I mean, I was during one of the roughest times of my life, you know, financially, moving back at home to stay with my parents. And I just, I said, I'm going to get this book published. You know, I don't have any money to my name, but I'm going to get this book published. And I managed to get this book published with no money to my name. I found a publisher on Facebook, and she made it happen.
Okay. Now, my next question for you is, during the process of you, you know, meeting a publisher, like, you know, what was your work ethic like at that moment?
You mean like, you know, the process of writing the book?
Yeah, it said you have three e-books that you released.
Oh,
so
yeah.
I'm assuming you had a work ethic that came on about, you know, that you was like, you know what, I'm going to just start. This is what I want to do.
Oh, yeah, because I would say when I wrote my first novel, then I wrote my first ebook called My Sharia Moore, because I came across this Black-owned website for, like, Black authors that wrote, like, short stories, and I just wrote a short story called My Sharia Moore, and I later ended up turning it into an ebook so that I could make some money off of it. And then, like, while waiting for my manuscript, my book to get published, I ended up writing two more ebooks online. And I was published them on Lulu.com. That's before I knew about Kindle, because usually authors stand a better chance at publishing ebooks on Kindle because, you know, it's more exposure and it's income on the side. So I do plan to write more ebooks in the future. And I do plan to write a lot of novels. My goal is to release a novel every 3 months, starting 2013.
Okay.
And so I'm working on my second novel called The Bold and the Ugly Truth. I want to get that published sometime close to the spring.
Okay, so you working all the way around then.
Yeah, I'm trying to, you know, because I admit I'm a bad procrastinator. But the thing is, I like to see what other writers are doing. So sometimes I have to step back.
Okay.
You know, because I find inspiration through other writers, because I see writers who love what they do and they're steadily putting out titles. Okay. And I say, wow, you know, that's what I want to do. And, you know, and I do want to become, because I recently became my own publisher.
Okay, so you going all the way in full steam.
Definitely. That's why I call myself Boss Lady Writer, because I don't just call myself that, it's to call myself that, but it defines who I am. I'm a boss, I'm a lady, of course, and I like to write. So, because most women call themselves Boss Lady, but I call
boss
myself
lady.
Boss Lady Writer.
That's what's up, Boss Lady. Boss Lady
Writer.
Boss Lady Writer. I like
right.
that.
Right, so it stands out, and Boss Lady Writer came about when I started my second Twitter account.
Okay.
Because I wanted to, you know.
What happened to the first one? What happened to the first one?
The first one, I got tired of Twitter. I got bored with it after a while. I had a different Twitter name.
I'm the same way.
Yeah, so I was like, it was HannahBanana_25.
Is it retired?
It retired. I'm Boss Lady Writer now because, I work from home. I do what I want to do.
It's popping.
And I like to write.
And it's popping.
So,
and it's popping. It's definitely
popping.
Before we continue, just put some websites and some different outlets where they can get your book and get a bio and get to know who this author is, Hannah Spivey.
You know, people can find Ebony the Beloved on Amazon. They can find it on Barnes & Noble. They can find it on Books A Million and eBay. For all the readers who like to read, like, actual books, they can get it, the actual printed copy, for $14 on any one of those sites I just mentioned, Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and Books A Million and eBay. And for all the e-readers out there who like 99-cent books, Ebony the Beloved is available. It's also available on Kindle for $1. And if you want to interact with me, you can find me on Twitter, which is my Twitter handle is Boss Lady Writer, like when you write something.
Boss
Lady Writer.
Boss.
And I have a fan page, which is called Hannah Dorothy Spivey. Again, it's two separate words. Hannah Dorothy Spivey. That's my fan page. And for those who want to interact with me personally on Facebook, it's Hannah Boss Lady Writer Spivey. Remember, they're all separated. So it's Hannah, and then it's the space, Boss Lady Writer, one word, and then another space, Spivey. Hannah Boss Lady Writer Spivey.
Okay, now you got a bit of an accent now. Just for the listeners that don't know who Hannah Spivey is and where she hails from, could you please let us know?
I'm originally from South Florida. I was born in Miami, and I was staying in Fort Lauderdale recently. Then I relocated to Atlanta almost 6 months ago, and I'm pretty much just doing me. I mean, I wanted to start over brand new and fresh and just do what I enjoy doing. I think it was one of the greatest decisions I've ever made, and I mean, I wouldn't even trade it in.
Okay, now getting back to the book now, just a quick synopsis, I guess this is. Ebony has been condemned and rejected by her parents and peers all of her life, like many other black girls who grew up and weary to face life. Now, the story of Ebony is basically about a female who feels neglected by her parents. Like, give us some insight.
Yeah, Ebony the Beloved, like as you mentioned, you know, Ebony, who is the protagonist of the story. Ebony has been through hell and back. I mean, she's been abused in all forms, physically, mentally, spiritually, and verbally. And her parents didn't love her at all. And, you know, they put her younger sister over her. They put her younger sister on a pedestal, and they constantly, you know, did all they could. They tried to destroy Ebony's spirit. And then Ebony, her peers rejected her. And, Ebony, the only place that Ebony was able to find solace was through her through reading, like dictionaries, you know, just reading. That's what she found solace at. And then she eventually met this lady at her school named Norma Lou. Norma Lou never had any kids of her own, and she was never married. And when she saw Ebony, she saw that Ebony, she could see this girl. She'd been, her spirit was broken. And she ended up, you know, taking Ebony under her wings and just guiding her and telling her that she was beautiful, because her parents and her peers constantly reminded her that she was ugly. She was just one of them, she was just less than nothing. And Ebony believed that she was less than nothing. But Norma Lou told her that she was beautiful on the inside and the outside. And then Ebony, you know, she meets Norma Lou's niece, who was a domestic violence survivor and a single parent. And, you know, this is, I mean, they're her new family. I mean, she finds this godmother and this big sister that she never had. And things are starting to look up for Ebony. And then she's later introduced to this guy named Desmond Walt at this celebrity-studded domestic violence concert. Because now, keep in mind, Tara, who is like Ebony's like new big sister, I mean, she is a domestic violence survivor.
Okay.
And she's an advocate for, you know, domestic violence victims. And, of course, like Desmond Waltz, who was a world-renowned entertainer, I mean, he is, he's like the host of this concert.
Okay.
And then when he meets Ebony, you know, he sees that she's very young. She's, you know, she's just very naive. And then when he, of course, when they first, you know, cross paths, he's very charismatic, very charming. He's very nice to her.
Mm-hmm.
But on the flip side, he's very abusive to her, very manipulative and everything. Now, we're talking about a guy who's very powerful in the entertainment industry, and he has a squeaky clean image.
Yeah.
So,
and
you
behind
know, behind
closed doors, he's like a freak, crazy, maniac type guy.
Exactly. And he has his mother, who's just as bad as he is, and she's abusing Ebony because she thinks Ebony's trying to take over. She feels that Ebony is trying to upstage her as the woman of the, you know, the Waltz residence. And all Ebony wanted to do was be loved. You know, of course, Ebony was swept off her feet by this guy who has the whole world in his hands. And, you know, she's not used to that because she grew up poor.
Yeah.
She didn't have a whole lot.
So it was all new.
I mean, then
it swept her off her feet like she caught his wave.
Right. So,
yeah.
You know, when his sadistic side rears his ugly head, then, you know, she's like, she wants to get away from this guy.
Yeah.
Now Ebony was abused at home. She was abused, beat up at school. Then she's trying to get her life in track. Now she's back to where she was, but in a worse situation.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, you know, she's cornered by this man and his mother, these two monsters. She's like, what do I do? You know, she's, you know, on the brink of like giving up on life. And eventually she finds her way out. She's willing to do, like, people will see when they see the front cover of the book, at the very top of the book, it says, how far is she willing to go to be happy?
Mm.
Because all she wanted to do was be loved and accepted. She just wanted love and acceptance. She just wanted people to embrace her for, you know, off the content of her character. And, you know, Ebony was just a sweet, innocent young girl who was dragged through
the waves. She got caught the wave, you know what I mean? And I think that's a good book right there. And now I'm like, just you know, elaborating about it has got me like, you know, like, damn, I want to check that out, you know. And before me and you did this interview, I was talking to a female friend of mine, and I said, hey, you know, you heard of Hannah Spivey? And she was like, that name sounds so familiar, you know. And I was like, well, you know, I told her about the book, and she was like, I've seen that all over Amazon and other sites. And she was like, I wanted to check that out. I think she did purchase it, but we couldn't talk long. But
It was a good look.
Wow.
So I know it's people out there reading that because, you know, it's people that's into that. And I think, like, you know, it's in touch with reality. Like, if you turn off the TV and you pick up a book, you can get just the same effect, you know, mm-hmm. from that. Just let your mind go. So, Hannah, I just want to say, you know, keep doing your thing. And I think you should look into doing movies if you haven't already, you know, for that book.
Oh, yeah.
I think that'd be a mean script. You get a nice writer.
We'll see. I mean, I mean, people have told me I should like consider turning the book into a movie. And I figure, you know, when the time comes, eventually it'll come into fruition. So, yeah. I mean, I feel when you know it'll come when the timing is right. I'm just my main focus is just getting it out there, and I mean, I'm sure it'll happen eventually.
Yeah, now let me ask you this.
Working hard.
Let me ask you this question. Now, if you were to have a movie in production for this book, who would be one of the directors and who would be a writer for your movie?
That's a very good question. I consider Tyler Perry as one of the directors.
Okay.
I consider him doing it, or maybe Spike Lee. I don't know.
Okay.
Anybody, I mean, it could be any director who's just got, you know, who knows how to make movies.
Okay, now,
I'm
going to put you on the spot. This is what I'm going to do. I'm going to ask you, why would you pick your reason for Tyler Perry and Spike Lee from what you mentioned earlier?
I picked Tyler Perry because I like his movies. Spike Lee, because I watched his movies, and I haven't, you know, seen him in a while, so I figured, you know, I mean, I'll take one or the other.
Okay, now let me ask. This is my other question. I know I'm kind of badgering you now, but now who would capture the very essence that of what you wanted the book to be? Who you think would have the best visual of the book? Who would capture?
I think it'll be Tyler Perry because if I'm not mistaken, I think he directed or produced like for Colored Girl.
Okay.
And I mean that movie was just very intense. I figured that he would have an eye for it because he usually his movies are like family and relationship based. You know, it's about somebody getting betrayed or abused.
Yeah.
So I think it would be him.
Yeah. I agree with you on that because you know he really gets in debt with it, so. You know, I would definitely be looking for that one. So I don't know if you're in Atlanta and you're in a part of Atlanta that he's in, you know, but.
No.
I don't know. But you in Atlanta. But, you know, mm-hmm. Definitely. Now, the other books that you were currently speaking of earlier in the interview, where can some of the listeners that's listening tonight find those at?
They can find my ebook. It's called My Sherry Amore. It's My Sherry. It's Sherry Amore. A as in apple, M as in mouse, O-R. Another ebook I wrote is called Payback is a Son of a Bitch. That's available on Kindle.
And why is that?
Because, you know, people call it, usually hear people say Payback is a Bitch.
Yeah.
But I say, I want to stand. I'm going to call it Son of a Bitch.
Yeah.
Just to make it catchy.
Yeah.
But no, not nothing against anybody personally. I just wanted to just run with it. Stay back to some of a bitch. And Lloyd, too, was like based off my favorite single, Lloyd. It's like a erotic fan fiction. Anybody likes to listen to Lloyd. It's just me just having fun writing a book.
Okay.
No harm. You know, it's just me having fun. So that's more like I guess that's like my semi-erotica, first erotica ebook. But.
Okay.
For the most part, I like to write about stuff that many people can relate to as far as, like, something like, you know, it could be about abuse, religion, you know. That's my scope because I'm working on my second book, as we speak, called The Bold and the Ugly Truth, and it's about this televangelist, this well-known televangelist who's a Christian, and he basically, he just questions his Christianity, and then he just, you know, once he starts seeing, you know, learning some things about his religion, then he ends up, you know, becoming a different. He starts, you know, thinking differently, and then eventually starts acting differently, and then he pretty much bashes Christianity. He goes on national television. I mean, he does all these different radio interviews. He's just willing to just, I mean, I'll say he's like another Malcolm X.
Oh, okay.
That's the best way I can describe him.
Now, that's my type of book right there. Yes, man, that's
yeah,
my kind
so
of book right there.
Yeah, very, you know, because, you know, he was very, like, tight-lipped about his religion, and then he just ends up saying what's on his mind. You
yeah.
know, he's like, you know, because his father was a pastor,
okay.
and then he was pretty much, you know, forced into becoming a pastor too, and he never wanted to become a pastor. He wanted to be a paramedic, but his father, who was so controlling but and very hypocritical, you know, his father, who's a pastor, who slept with so many different women in the church, wanted his son to become a pastor instead of a paramedic. So you got to be you're gonna become a pastor or else.
Yeah.
So, I mean, he was living pretty much, the main character, his name is Samuel Lee Baker. That's the main character's name in the next book I'm working on.
Okay.
Called The Bony Ugly Truth. And he's pretty much Samuel's living a lie. I mean, yeah, he's worth millions of dollars. I mean, he has a beautiful wife, beautiful daughter, but he's not happy. So he's willing to step away from the pulpit and away from the fame and the riches for the truth.
Yeah.
He's going to give all that up. He alienates his fans. He alienates his, you know, his millions, his family and friends, just to, you know, learn who he is. And you rarely hear about televangelists stepping down from the pulpit because they're ashamed of their religion, because at the end of the day, they're making all this money. I mean, they're writing these books. They make these New York Times best-selling books. They're making money off the congregation. They're not going to give that up. But he's willing to give all that up. He wants to be free from all of that because he knows money is not everything.
Yeah. Yeah. That's my kind of book, though. I'm definitely going to pick that up. And when is that dropping? Give it to the listeners.
Well, I'm still working on it. I've already did the photographs for the second book. I'm in the process of having the book graphically designed, having it designed by a graphic designer. And I work on the manuscript. I want to have it released at least close to springtime of 2013. So people could be on the lookout for that, because this book holds no bars. It's like Ebony Beloved, it holds no bars. Same with the bold, that's why I call it The Bold and the Ugly Truth, because it holds no bars. It's gonna really get to a lot of people. Mm. And the thing is, their books, both of these books are in their own realm. They're like contemporary fiction, but they're in their own. They're in a lane of their own.
It is. It's like
not
movies,
the same realm.
In a sense, it's like a movie. Like when you just told me that one about The Bold and Ugly Truth, that one right there, just like damn, I pictured a Malcolm X and all that, and the way you broke it down to me. And then getting back to Ebony the Beloved, like it put me into, like I was watching Precious, but from a different aspect.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So. I definitely feel you on that. Now, I'm a definitely you got a new fan. I'm gonna definitely pick up some of your books, and
thank you.
I'm gonna turn people on to you and promote you, baby. You know what I mean?
Thank
Cause
you
rocking with First Fam Radio. You know what I mean? For everybody, family. You know what I mean? But now just giving your personal life. Now, how old are you, Mrs. Spivey?
Actually, I just turned 29 yesterday.
Oh, you a baby.
Yeah, I'm 29.
Yeah, that's what it is. But you know what I mean? And you just moved to Atlanta, you said, 6 months ago.
Yeah, almost 6 months ago.
Have you been having fun out there in Atlanta like most people do? As soon as they get to Atlanta, they like, yeah, we up all night, vampire life.
No, it hasn't been that way for me. When I got here to Atlanta, I was just pretty much trying to get established here in Atlanta, and I still am. Coming to Atlanta, it was all about work and me just getting up on my feet, you know, being from a different state. So, because I'm not really the party type. I'm not really a party goer. I'm not really a drinker.
Okay,
I mean, I don't really drink. So I'm mostly a homebody. I'm mostly, you know, on the internet, networking, you know, making money. That's me. I'm always about, you know, I'm steadily thinking about the next book I want to write. I got, like, so many book ideas swimming around in my head as we speak. Like, I can't wait to release. That's the reason why I want to put out a book, like, every 3 months, because I know there's one author named LaShonda Devon. And she's a best-selling author. I mean, she inspires me so much. She and Tamika Newhouse, they're, like, one of my favorite authors. It's funny, I never read their books, but I'm highly inspired by their grind. They grind so hard. They're always putting out books. They're real publishers.
Yeah.
I mean, they're better than my own publisher. That's the reason why I rather self-publish, because I do so much for this book. I'm steadily doing radio shows. I'm steadily, yeah, you know, figuring out what I want to do next with this book. I mean, I already have some things in the works for what I want to do with Ebony Beloved, because it has so much potential. And, I mean, just for me doing what I do, and even though it's urban fiction, but not very many, not that I'm blowing my own trumpet, but not very many authors who write books that are almost similar to mine get the exposure. They don't know how to go about. Some do, but, you know, because when you're in the publishing industry, you're competing with other authors. So you always want to stand out. Therefore, you always want to think pretty much pretending the box isn't there. Like, what makes you different from all the other writers? And people who have read Ebony Beloved, they were like, this is a different type of read. I've never read an urban fiction book like this ever. So it really stood out to them. That's the reason why people gravitate towards it, because it's so real. It's not just, it's almost nonfiction, because that's how, I mean, raw and intense it is.
Yeah, it is. We got a caller calling in out to 678. You care to take some calls tonight?
Sure.
Okay, caller, you on the line with Hannah Spivey, First Fan Radio.
Hello?
Yeah.
Hello?
Hello?
Yeah. Yo, what's up, man? It's Stella from the other night.
Oh, okay,
hello,
bro.
What's up, dog? You got some of my music on the email?
I don't know, man. I got to check with the DJ, man.
All right, man.
Hey, we got to get him out of here. He's cutting in on your...
He's
cut in on Miss Spy. We had to let you go, brother. We don't know what rotation we're going to put you in either. But when you get back, you know what I mean, we definitely got you. But right now, it's Miss Spivey time. Miss Spivey, what's some of the music you listening to down there in Atlanta? What's more your tempo?
Oh, wow. I'm more like into, like, funk, R&B. I like old school stuff. I'm mostly like a Bobby Womack, Jackie Wilson, Marvin Gaye, Keisha Cole type listener.
Womack. What's your favorite Bobby Womack? What's your favorite Bobby Womack song?
I'm sorry, say it again.
I said, what's your favorite Bobby Womack song?
I have too many. I like 110th Street.
It's my favorite song.
You're Welcome, Stop On By. That's the Way I Feel About You. If You Don't Want My Loving. I love his music. I love Bobby Womack's music. I would say the most modern artist I listen to would be like Keisha Cole, Lloyd sometimes. Who else?
When you say Lloyd, are we talking about Lloyd from Murder, Inc.? Lloyd?
Yeah, him.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Shout out to Lloyd,
like
dog. I mess with Lloyd. Lloyd, cool dude. You know what I mean? But,
you met him?
You know, we in the same circles. I haven't met him, but, you know, we float in the same circle. So I have friends that associate, you know, very well. But, you know, eventually we're going to meet up and probably do some work or something, you know. But, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, because I've been wanting to network with him, because he's, like, one of my favorite R&B artists. And since I'm steadily promoting my book and I'm always doing, like, radio interviews and stuff and, like, promoting domestic violence awareness and child abuse and bullying awareness, I would love to him to be part of it, because, you know, it's like one person helping the other person. He's underrated, and I'm underrated, but I'm getting out there. My name is starting to, like, I'm starting to make a name for myself. So I would love to network with him.
Oh, yeah. Well, if Lloyd, if you're listening, man, you know what I mean, contact Hannah Spivey. And I'm pretty sure, you know, y'all in the same area, so, I mean, it's not very hard to, you know, catch you, man. All you got to do is... single out all the hot studios, and you know,
mm-hmm.
somebody in Atlanta know. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But, you know, that's what I would do if I was down there, you know, trying to you know, negotiate some business. You know, but
yeah, but you can put in a good word for me. Yeah, definitely. I would love to network with him.
Okay. Now, where you see yourself in maybe 5 years from now writing books?
I see myself traveling all over the country, you know, doing what I love to do, writing and just talking about my creation, my wonderful and unique creation. That's what I see myself doing in the next 5 years. I see myself being, I see myself with several books already published. I see myself, you know, just very successful, full-time writer.
Yeah, that's what it is. Now, as far as, like, you know, your relatives and your friends and everything, you know, what was the initial reaction when a book had finally been released?
Well, I can't really say that I've gotten like, oh, well, congratulations, I'm so excited for you. I mean, my sister was kind of supportive.
Yeah.
And, you know, I mean, my dad can be so negative at times. So, I mean, he did buy a copy of the book once it was published.
Yeah.
My mom doesn't know what a novel is, so I didn't expect her to read it anyway, let alone want to know the name of the book. So, I mean, I had my maternal grandmother. She was excited about the book because, I mean, when it was first published, I didn't really tell family members. The only people who knew that my book was published was my dad.
Yeah.
So that was pretty much him. And the people that I knew, like my friends and people online that knew about the book being published, because I didn't really tell people because I felt that if I don't talk to you, if you're supposed to be my quote-unquote family member or relative, then if I don't talk to you and you don't talk to me, then I'm like, what's the point of you? I mean, basically, they'll find like anybody else. They'll hear about it. You know, they'll hear through the grapevine, you know, about my book. And be like, oh, she's a published author? Oh, I didn't know that. So that's how they're going to find out, because I didn't really plan on telling them.
Yeah. And now, as far as your friends, like, you know, I don't know if you have many friends that you roll or hang out with, but, you know, was there any little bit of hate or was there any congratulations there?
It was all love and support. That's a funny thing, because I get more love and support from friends and associates than from family members, to be honest. So I pretty much roll with people who are not related to me.
Okay, I dig that. Now, what's some of the things that, you know, you eventually want to do? Do you want to get into film, television, you know?
Well, I thought about writing, like, scripts. Like maybe for movies or like series, I guess. I thought about getting into like screenwriting,
okay,
or script writing, maybe like stage play writing or something. I thought about getting into something like that. But that's gonna be long time. Maybe it's gonna be a while from now. I'm just focused on writing novels. You know, just flexing my creativity on paper and just publishing it. So.
Okay. Now. Since you've been in Atlanta, what's some of your favorite spots to go for as eating and just to catch a movie or a shot?
Oh wow, I have not scratched that surface yet. I've been there for 6 months and I haven't been out that much, to be honest with you. That's in the works. I'm going to definitely get out and do some mingling and stuff like that. I have not been. I can't really say. I can't say that I have a favorite spot because I haven't really been anywhere. I mean, I've only been to like Stone Mountain, Decatur, and I'm in the city of Atlanta. But I haven't been at any hot spots or anything like that. So, like I mentioned, I'm not really into the whole club going thing. But I would like to go to the movies or maybe go to like a free jazz concert, a free concert. It's something that where I can just network and just like do it and just continue to like further my career.
Okay, now have you been downtown Atlanta? Let's say like in those areas, like Peachtree and all down in those areas, Piedmont.
Not yet, but I did hear about the underground. I heard it's pretty nice there.
Yeah, the underground's pretty nice.
I like to go there. I would love to go there.
And that's the place where you can network at, pretty much. Now, from what I heard, you know, I don't want to be down in the underground on the wrong night, you know what I'm saying, down there. because that's not my type of party. I don't, you know, to each his own. You know what I mean? But that's what I heard, you know what I'm saying? So when I was down there, it was, you know, it was a networking party going on, and I met a lot of people that was doing some things in the industry and some people that was on the come up, you know what I mean? They had a nice buzz, so it worked out. You know, and now it depends. You in Atlanta, baby, so, you know, everything's there. It's like, that's the East Coast Hollywood now.
Yeah, that's I'm going to, definitely, I plan on doing that, plan on, you know, getting involved in more stuff down here in Atlanta, you know, make a name for myself.
Okay,
yeah.
Now, you also, you was going to college, you mentioned earlier. What college were you
in? I attended Nova Southeastern University back in Fort Lauderdale, Florida.
Okay.
And I've also attended American Intercontinental University before I went to Nova Southeastern University. American Intercontinental University is where I obtained my associate's degree in business administration. And before I went to American Intercontinental University, or AKA AIU, short for the lengthy name, I went to Briar College, which was formerly known as Briar Community College. I went to a community college, and I went to a private college, and I ended up going to a private university. So I've been at like three different learning institutions after graduating from high school.
Mm. So you've been on your grind ever since.
Yeah, just back, you know, during those periods, I was working, I was wearing a lot of hats, you know, just working job. I mean, I worked in the retail industry. I've worked in the automotive industry. I mean, like, dealership. I worked in restaurants. I worked at a bakery. I've done clerical. I worked in unemployment office. I've worn a lot of hats, and I've been in the workforce for like 8 years. I worked from the time I was 17 up until I was about 25. So I worked for about 8 years.
Mm.
And since then, I was trying to find a job, a regular job. I couldn't find a job, you know, that, you know, I guess people kind of got intimidated by the whole, you know, here I am applying for, you know, a job at the movie theater. Nobody wants to hire me because I have a degree.
Overqualified.
Either because I have a degree or because I'm a published author.
Yeah.
So my achievements were kind of intimidating them, so I just decided I'd rather just be my own boss.
Yeah.
And at the time, my father was like, well, you stay in here, you need to find you a job.
Yeah.
And I was just determined to push my book and work online and making money. So,
And that's what it is. You know, as far as, you know, your releases and everything. Has business been very good to you lately?
Oh, yes. Yes. I mean, I look forward to having more clients. I'm a virtual assistant. I do public relations for people, you know, who's trying to get their stuff out there like I am. So I'm pretty good with PR. I'm not a publicist, but I'm pretty good at helping people get their stuff on the internet, like myself. Because if you look me up, I mean, you see I've done, like, I mean, a plethora of interviews.
Yeah, I definitely.
And, I mean, that's like one of my greatest strengths is PR.
Okay.
As far as
you made me forget what I was going to say, Hannah. I forgot what I was going to say to you, but okay, I think I know what I was going to say to you. I was going to ask you. As far as book sales, I mean, what was your first week like? Like when the first time you got a check for your book, like what was your expression or your face like?
I mean, it felt good, but at the same time, you know, due to the kind of publisher that I'm with, you know, we've had our ups and downs. But I mean, to me it was like a regular paycheck because umbrella. But
yeah.
I mean, I could say it felt good, but I feel that, you know, once I self-publish, I feel even better because
you know it's all you.
Exactly.
Yeah. Well, you know, look, I'm going to just put out there for all the listeners that's listening, you know, because that's what we all about over here with this We Are the Industry movement. We feel the same way as artists. Like, if you know, we don't need the majors or, you know, the middle guys to validate us anymore. You know what I'm saying? Like, we can do it ourselves and get all our money ourselves and you know, reverse that industry to where, you know, if they want you or they want to do something with, they have to come to you directly. And they have to come correctly.
Mm-hmm.
So, so you know, the book game is similar to the rap game, basically. And you just put it out there for all the listeners out there, Miss Inspire B. I'm just, you know, shocked at that, too, you know, because, you know, rappers go through that with their CEOs. And they labels mm-hmm. Diddy with mm-hmm. his publishing shit, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just not to get away from, you know, topic, but you know, it's almost similar.
It know? Is. There are similarities with publishing and the recording industry.
Yeah.
They do have something in common.
Yeah. So you know, for those listening, you know, it ain't just that game. So. You know.
Yeah, because I mean, just like you have a lot of dirty, underhanded, slithering, sneaky people in the recording industry, you have dirty, underhanded, sneaky, slithering, dirty, underhanded people in publishing.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like if they both cut. It's a cutthroat industry. Both of them are. And you just got to be aware of who you're dealing with. I mean, just like there's thievery that goes on in the recording industry, there's thieves in the publishing industry. Book agents ripping off their authors, publishers ripping off their authors.
Yeah.
That's why I highly recommend self-publishing.
And
because you can't blame anybody but yourself if your book doesn't do well.
Yeah. Now, as being a self-publisher, have you seeked any clients?
Yeah, I have clients as we speak. As far as self-publishing, I already have my publishing imprint. I just got to get my website updated, but I do have my publishing imprint now, and I just plan to only publish my own book. I don't want to take on the responsibility of publishing for other authors, but I don't mind giving self-publishing tips to aspiring authors who would like to self-publish their book. I mean, another best-selling author who I know, who I highly recommend, actually two of them will be Tamika Newhouse and LaShonda Devon. I could definitely give self-publishing tips to aspiring authors, but I don't plan to publish other authors because it's not really hard to get published. I mean, if you can't publish a printed book, you can always do an ebook for next to nothing, really, and do very well. With the digital age now, I mean, everything is so convenient, everything is virtual, so you can publish a book. You consider an author. I mean, you have an ISBN, and if it's just available as an ebook, you're still considered a publisher and an author.
Okay.
You can do it yourself. It's not hard to get published. I mean, you can find a decent, reputable graphic designer and editor who will work with you, you know, for a decent bargain. You got to know how to network. You just got to know how to put yourself out there.
Mm-hmm.
And I had learned that one on my own. I have an editor who's also a good friend of mine. I've met a graphic designer through one of my good friends. And he's working on my second book cover, so, I mean, you don't have to spend an arm and a leg and, you know, and your rent money on getting published.
Yeah, that's the business, you know, like, and even the book game change, like, you know, every industry that you can imagine is really using the internet these days, and I try to tell people that all the time on the show,
mm-hmm.
and here you go, an author comes through and tells us it's the same thing in that industry.
Mm-hmm.
But anybody want to call in, want to holler at Hannah Spivey, hit us up, 917-889-8297, and say what's on your mind. You know what I mean? If you purchase the book, definitely, you know what I mean? You want to chop it up with her. She's here. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we got some more questions for you. You chilling out with us?
Yeah, definitely. I'm going to be. I do plan to be on.
Okay, all right. I don't want you to run out on me. I'm like, oh, they is crazy over here. But,
no, that's cool.
Okay, yeah, you know what I mean? Welcome to the show, First Fan Radio. And we're going to go ahead and hop into this joint real quick. This comes from an artist by the name of Agency Operative, Trent, New Jersey, featuring Miss Melody, So Hot.
Okay.
Shout out to the Bodega Series. Shout out to my girl, Miss Mel, for making things even more hotter than what it really was. Bless you.
Baby,
yes,
that's what it is. We definitely enjoy that. Now I gotta. Now I was gonna ask you, were you planning on like you think you could do like autobiography type books?
Do I plan to do an autobiography?
Yeah, like on anybody. Like, and if you were to do that, who would it be? Like, what would be somebody you would love to write a book on like that?
Oh, that's a good question. I haven't really thought about it. I haven't really given it much thought. I mean, I wanted to write like an autobiography for unknown writers, but I don't know. I mean, I haven't really thought of like, you mean like somebody famous?
Yeah, famous or whatever, you know. But yeah, if it was someone famous, who would it be? And you know, you know, who would inspire you to write an autobiography? Like, let's just put it like that. What famous person?
That's a very good question. Really, nobody know. Actually, that no celebrity. No, I never really thought about writing an autobiography on a celebrity. It's usually on somebody who's not known.
Okay, now, have you done anybody that's not known?
I wanted to, but I didn't get the chance to. I mean, but I haven't been doing a freelance writing thing in a while. But I've been mostly focused on promoting this book and just, you know, helping other people.
Okay. All right. Now, as far as, like, when you say you network and with other people, what's some of the people that you network and are, you know, what's some of the fields? Is it just strictly publishers, writers?
People in either like who in the music business, who's trying to get started in the music business. I work with writers, of course, and I work with people on radio, like Blog Talk Radio.
Okay. All right. That's what's up. And now, so far, have you been traveling to promote your book, or what's your method of promotion right now?
Twitter. I do a lot of tweeting. I'm steadily tweeting about my book on Twitter. I'm steadily promoting it on Facebook, because it feeds through my pretty much my tweets. It goes through my Facebook, so I have my Facebook and my Twitter connected. And I'm always doing interviews, so that's my method of promotion. Advertising is something I'm going to get more into next year with this website called African American, Literature Book Club. I'm going to be doing that next year. I'm going to be pretty much, my book's going to be featured on that website, and I'm going to be doing more, pretty much like a virtual tour for the book, because Ebony Beloved, it's like a general, to me it's a generational book, because it's so real, and it's, you know, it deals with everyday situations such as domestic violence, child abuse, and bullying.
Okay.
So that's why I'm always I'm repeatedly doing interviews on radio nonstop, because it's just, that's a typical urban book. I'm not saying that there aren't any good urban books out there, but it's just that what makes Ebony stand out is because of the language. And because of the things that Ebony endured.
Yeah.
In all those phases, so. Yeah.
Now, the next question I had to ask you was, now, as far as the music industry, now, it's starting to sound like you have a musical background or a love for it to where you like to indulge in the business of it. So, you want to care to elaborate on that?
I'm not really in the music business like that. I'm really in the publishing industry. I would say the only thing that, I kind of dabble in it as far as like interviewing people, because I have to write for a magazine called On the Rise Magazine, which is based in Atlanta. It was a virtual magazine based in Atlanta, and I will interview a lot of artists, like rap artists, R&B artists in the industry. So I mean, I dabble in it, you know, from the journalism part of it.
Okay.
But I'm mostly in the I'm really in the publishing sector.
Okay.
Publishing industry. I'm sorry.
Okay. You're not wrong with that. You know.
Yeah.
No. So what's your Christmas looking like right now this weekend? You got a lot of shopping to do, or what's going on?
I'm not into holidays. I mean, I'm mostly into my, I'm really more like for my birthday. That's
okay.
That's what to me. That's what I do, the birthday thing. I'm just blessed to be alive, just to be able to do what I do, to have the strength and the help to, that enables me to do what I do and to keep going.
Nothing wrong with that. And do you celebrate the New Year's, or what are you normally doing around New Year's Eve?
I mean, I don't really do the New Year's thing. I pretty much, to me, it's like another day. So I pretty much just, you know, relax. Cause like I said, I'm a homebody. So all the days, the holidays, you know, even my birthday. Well, I'm more of a sucker for my birthday, but I mean, all the other days are like another day to me. So I don't do it.
Okay, well, Hannah, Spivey, got like 15 more minutes. I just want to, before we let you go out, you know what I mean, we always ask everybody to give us a shout out, First Fan Radio, and anybody that you want to shout out, you know what I mean, and, you know what I mean, we need you to throw them websites back out there again.
I like to shout out to all my supporters, you know, people who support my readers, you know, people who've always been, who believe in my creativity. Shout out to my readers, anybody who's maybe listening, you know, just thank you for listening in. So all much love to all of my supporters, whether it's a dear friend or reader. Yeah, my Twitter is Boss Lady Writer. Again, Boss Lady Writer, like when you write something, I'm Boss Lady Writer. And I'm on there all the time. You're more than welcome. Anybody's more than welcome to reach out to me. I don't bite. I'm mostly on there promoting my book. That's what I do. I mean, I'm on Twitter. I'm promoting my book.
Okay. And again, like I said, Miss Spivey, we are definitely going to be on the lookout and promoting you. We appreciate having you. We're going to go ahead and continue on with the rest of the show for the night. And, you know, you're welcome back anytime you ever want to come back. You know, if you got some new things going on or, you know what I mean, you just want to get back on, you know what I mean, and just, you know, chop it up a bit, you know what I mean, with your listeners, you know. You're always welcome here at First Fan.
Thank you.
And we're going to go ahead and hop into these brand new joints real quick. You know, we got a new rotation going on tonight, y'all. Like I said, y'all tuned in, First Fan Radio, Hannah Spivey. Ebony the Beloved is out. It's online now. You know what I mean? You can get your copy today. I don't know why y'all got your copy. You know, I'm definitely about to get mine right now. It's online. She definitely says she's on ebooks. So let's see what it's hitting for. Support, you know what I mean, up and coming writers, y'all. You know what I mean? This is what it's about. You know what I mean? We are the industry. And this was a wonderful interview, you know what I mean? We'll go ahead and get back to the regular programming. And, you know, like I said, man, go cop that. If you want to call in, request a song, man, 917-889-8297. We're going to get you on, man. This joint right here that we're about to get into is going to turn up all the heat in the room, you know what I mean? So wherever you at, whatever you're doing, whatever you're listening to, better be listening to First Fan Radio.
You're tuned in to the hottest DJ coalition in the game.
You are tuned in. Yeah, you are tuned in.
You're listening to First Fan Radio.
It's going down, man. I'm in here with my comrades. It's your boy Elwood Chill Jizzy, Cypher Dow with the sickest little light skinned cat on the turntables. Here we go.
First Fam Radio.
1-2-1-2. Okay, it's DJ Chili, the Bodega series. It's getting real serious. Y'all know what it is. First Fam Radio. Okay, let's go.
First Fam Radio.
Yeah. You know how we do now. Stay on that grind. Gotta get this money. It's the main goal. Let's get it. Young Seth, money line. Man, I stay on my grind. Young self, baby, keep that money on my mind. $80 counts when it comes to this grind. If it ain't nothing else, bitch, it's money on my mind. Tell me, baby, is you rolling cause you fine? need you in my ride, trying to get up in the sky. Smoking on the dust, got a nigga very high. Spit ain't nothing else, bitch, it's money on my mind. Rhyme with that white girl, yeah, and my black bitch. She don't like dick, but that bitch like clips. Rhyme paranoid in the whip or piss. Why I'm paranoid? Cause the whip got zip. I'm tryna get it, need money out the ass, man. Young cell, quick to dump, like a trash man. Hit him with that super pump, like a gas man. Won't know what happened, get right back to trapping. See you niggas real sweet, I'm a bad taste. Bag that girl and drop her off, that's a bad day. 100 bad days, that's good days. Had a nigga in the days, that's good hey. And I learn how to get it many different ways. Get paid, stack chips, many different lays. In school I had A's, now I got O's. Knew I'd be that nigga, since it's not known. Man, I stay on my grind, young self, baby, keep that money on my mind. $80 counts when it comes to this grind. If it ain't nothing else, bitch, it's money on my mind. Tell me, baby, is you rolling cause you fine? Need you in my ride, tryna get up in them thighs. Smoking on the dust, got a nigga very high. Shit ain't nothing else, bitch, it's money on my mind. Rhyme, no gymnastics, but I'm making flips. Nope. And I'm making hits. Young cell, bitch. You talking out your ass, nigga, so I call it shit. Puffing on that good grass, so I call it piss. Said she like the wrist, said she like the chuck. White gold shit. Plus, it got the cut. Need that money up. Flip it with the ease. Talking O's and P's. Little nigga, please. Young hell, hot like 400 degrees. Don't fuck with them G's. Catch permanent disease. All my brothers straight G's. I ain't first to the bunch. Talk shit, you the first to get punched. It's the 10th, but it's feeling like the first of the month. Tell my bitch to get your shoes and a purse if you want.
That's all you want.
At the table, counting money, trying to stay on the grind. If it ain't nothing else, it's money on my mind. Cause I stay on my grind. Young self, baby, keep that money on my mind. $80 counts when it comes to this grind. If it ain't nothing else, bitch, it's money on my mind. Tell me, baby, is you rolling cause you fine? Need you in my ride, trying to get up in them thighs. Smoking on the dust, got a nigga very high. Fit ain't nothing else, bitch, it's money on my mind. Grind.
First Fam Radio.
Hiya.
This is First Fam Radio.
On the fly, same walking, and the highest thing talking. Dutch is still rolling, and my light is still sparking. First off, honking when I'm by the curb parking. Cause my cake stay clean, and my jewels stay sparkling. Hop out coughing, cup look darkened. Man, I'm flossing. Fuck what it's costing. Yeah, I'm bossing. Higher, important. I'm eating, and I'm still hungry, starving. You do say I'm sick, but y'all barfing. Either get laid out or get the walking. Only thing you'll get from me is a coffin. I kill all you kids early. Abortion. Split no pie, I want the whole portion. Beamer, Benz, or Bentley. Throw the portion. I'm trying to get higher than the Martian. Stay stuck off the sour. Soaring. Won't come down for hours. Morning, and you'll be down in an hour. And morning is what your fam will do. Cause you'll be gone in less than 60 seconds. Warning.
One, two, one, two. Okay, it's DJ Chili, the Bodega Series. It's getting real serious. Y'all know what it is. First Fam Radio. Okay, let's go.